This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You can join us here, the Black Friday edition of the show. We're here live with you tonight. It's Ian
and Daryl.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Brand new website redesigned for 2015. Please head over there and get interactive. You can actually suggest show topics to us, and we might just use those on the air. You can go to freetalklive.com to do that. There's also the brand new Free Talk Live blog, which you can reach by clicking FTL News on the front page of the site. And please enjoy. It's totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. In first hour, we talked about some of the video that's out there from this year's Black Friday, the insanity, the madness of people fighting over, in this case, in one of the cases that we played on the air, a food steamer, a vegetable steamer. One woman steals the vegetable steamer out of the hands of a small child during the melee or the fracas that surrounded a crowd of people rushing into a store and then literally falling onto the pallet full of food. There's another one with some teenagers in a brawl. Another one with a large crowd of people that there appear to be at least two or more than two women fighting amongst this crowd, and then it just sort of becomes this mass of people moving about and trying to stop the fight or stepping in and assisting or whatever. It's just crazy.
I wonder if within like the next 5 years, there's actually going to wind up being a television program about Black Friday.
About all the fights?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure somebody's already doing it. I mean, you've got InfoWars put up a blog where there's several different
that's a website
videos. I understand that, but it wouldn't be very hard for somebody to put together a TV program with all the content. I mean, you know, they could just keep playing the footage back and reanalyzing what's going on in there, like play-by-play kind of footage, you know, with a little drawing on the screen. You know how they do that with football games, like draw the arrows and, Bob, quarterback went back here and he passed the ball and then receiver. You know, that would be kind of interesting. I don't know if it would be really
I'm just thinking it would be sort of like, you know, in Idiocracy, there's the ow, my balls.
Yeah, yeah. This is that level, I would say.
Yeah.
And I'll admit, I'm entertained by it. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, especially if you've got an experience you want to share. Maybe you were out and about today during the Black Friday. Maybe you work in retail. Maybe you were one of the customers today. So far, not impressed with what has been posted on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. Not really much of anything. Somebody claiming the video looks like a hoax, which is ridiculous. I mean, come on. The woman who stole the...
Well, it is on InfoWars, so, you know, like, take everything from there with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I mean, this is being posted in a lot of places. InfoWars is just one of the myriad of places that has reposted this particular video with the lady snatching a vegetable steamer out of a little kid's hands. I think it's a little paranoid to suggest that somebody would have taken the time to make a fake Black Friday fight video, which involves a crowd of people. It would be relatively expensive to hire a crowd of people to come in. But even if you were going to argue that the only people that were in on the video were the two women and the child, who are all actors amongst a real Black Friday sale, still, that's I would say that's in the realm of paranoid conspiracy theory.
Yes.
So, toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. There's a pretty big protest that went on in Chicago today. Thousands of people in the streets. This is from Reuters, marching in Chicago's most prestigious shopping streets on Friday, disrupting business on one of the busiest U.S. retail days to protest the shooting death of a black teenager by a white policeman and the city's handling of the case. About 2,000 protesters, some holding signs reading, "Stop Police Terror," gathered in a cold drizzle for the march on Chicago's Magnificent Mile, which closed the major city street of Michigan Avenue to traffic on the traditional Black Friday shopping day after the Thanksgiving holiday. Organizers said the rally, led by activist politician Reverend Jesse Jackson and several state elected officials, was a show of outrage over the October 2014 death of Laquan McDonald, age 17, and what they see as a racial bias in U.S. policing. You know, this shouldn't be about racial bias. And I understand the tendency for people to want to go in that direction. And I don't doubt there are racist cops. I know, in fact, there are racist cops. It's a guarantee. How many of them are racist? I don't know that. But there's absolutely racist cops out there.
Yes.
But there are plenty of cops who will, you know, they'll just use violence against people in an unnecessary manner. And the stories where, you know, a black cop uses violence against a black person don't get as much play. The stories where a white cop uses violence against a white person don't get as much play.
Right.
As the black or the white cop versus the black person. This isn't about racial bias. I don't want to see white people or Hispanics beaten equally as blacks. I want to see the beating stop.
Yes.
Of all human beings. But no matter. Protesters called for the resignation of the police superintendent and a top prosecutor for what they see as foot-dragging and stonewalling in the case. It took the prosecutor 13 months to announce charges in the case on Tuesday, and hours later, a graphic video of the shooting was released to comply with a court order. Police officer who shot McDonald 16 times, Jason Van Dyke, age 37, was charged with first-degree murder and denied bail until a second hearing next Monday. His lawyer has said the officer opened fire because he feared for his life and the lives of other police officers when he saw that McDonald had a knife. Now, if he had a knife in the beginning when he was shot the first time and then ultimately ended up at some point on the ground, I don't know how many shots there were between when he was first shot and then ended up lying face down on the ground and continued to be shot. Not sure about that. But whatever it was, after the person is shot and they're on the ground, they're not that much of a threat to you.
Well,
I don't
when
know
they're
about
incapacitated,
that. Yeah.
And the only thing that is happening is they're bleeding. They're not a threat.
Yeah, not a threat. I don't care how scared you are. You shouldn't have the ability legally to shoot somebody after they have already been shot and are now completely helpless and bleeding out on the ground. Call me crazy radical. And if you want to share your thoughts here, you're welcome to 855-450.
And I'm sure that there's somebody out there that is in some way going to try justifying this thing. Because there's always the people that try to justify every police killing.
Yeah, that's true. No matter how egregious, no matter how outrageous the circumstances in those killings, they'll come up with some kind of an excuse. If you've got an excuse for this killing, you're welcome to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The police officer has finally been charged with first-degree murder. It took a year, 13 months, actually, for that to happen. You know, if you touched a cop in a way they didn't like, you'd probably be under arrest and charged that very same moment.
Yes.
It's unconscionable, said James Hinton, who's 49, joined the march holding a sign that read 13 months, 16 shots. He says it's unconscionable that the police officer who killed Laquan McDonald was able to sit at a desk for over a year and draw a paycheck. Unquote. The protesters chanted, "Stop the cover-up, 16 shots," as they marched along Michigan Avenue. Shoppers on the second and third floors of a Crate and Barrel could be seen lining up along windows, taking pictures with their phones of throngs of protesters in the streets. Again, 2,000 people at least attending the protest. Groups of protesters locked arms to temporarily keep shoppers out of a few stores, but there were no major disruptions. Now, that's a level at which I don't agree with. I don't agree with actually physically getting in the way of people. I don't agree with stopping traffic. But, you know, going outside and being in a place where there are a lot of people, you're going to get plenty of attention. You don't need to bar yourself, attach yourself to a front door of a business,
right,
to get more attention. You're going to get attention, but it's not going to be the positive kind of attention when you do that. And you're already going to have enough people just hating on you simply because you're a protester who's disrupting someone's day.
If you want to latch yourself to something, do it to, I don't know, maybe a park bench that is part of the public sidewalk.
or maybe to a government building. Like, I don't have a problem with that. Like, if you want to go ahead and chain yourself to the police department's front door with another 20 protesters or whatever in a human chain, then by all means.
Do it to public property, but not private.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The worst place to go for Black Friday shopping. Daryl has the details. The worst place in the United States, that is. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-8682. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-8682. 1-800-717-8682. 1-800-717-8682.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Friday edition of the program. Of course, you can bring up what you want. 855-450-3733. Still, anytime tonight, you can call in and share your Black Friday experience. If you have one, you're welcome to do that. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl, what's your Black Friday special? Don't you have one for FPP.cc?
I do. I currently have everything an additional 10% off. Everything's already 5% off with free shipping, so there's an additional 10% off.
So wait, does that mean 15% or is it 10% after the 5%?
10% after the 5, so it's like 14.6.
Got it.
And then for the next 10 people that order between $20 and $200 worth of books and use the code BTC, you get an extra 20%.
Now hold on. Is it Bitcoin only?
Bitcoin only.
So you're not accepting PayPal? You're
no.
Not
Bitcoin only.
You did that a while back, right? You used to do alternatives to Bitcoin, like PayPal or whatever?
I used to accept PayPal, but I almost never wound up getting any PayPal orders.
Really? How are people... They've always been paying with Bitcoin?
For the most part.
That's interesting because, you know, it's...
Or barter.
I would imagine a lot of people, at least that are running businesses, are reticent to get away from the Federal Reserve note, the sort of the cash or credit card options out there. That can be a scary plunge to take.
Most of the sales that I make are either through Amazon or in person, so I don't get a lot of sales generally through the website.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I'm not really losing anything by not taking PayPal on the website.
So if you want to go and check out Daryl's book selection and more stuff, like you post news items and essays and opinion pieces over at fpp.cc, you also have fppradio.com where you have radio shows which you're continuing to produce throughout the holidays.
Yes.
So this morning, yesterday, you were cranking out the news for FPP Radio News, fppradio.com and fpp.cc. Discounts available, but you have to pay with Bitcoin.
Bitcoin or other altcoins. So there's
ShapeShift?
Yeah. One of the checkout alternatives is coinpayments.net, and they have integrated ShapeShift into their checkout.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, what's the newest book over there that you're offering these days?
The newest book, I put out a republish of A Christmas Carol.
Oh, okay. 'Tis the season.
Yes.
So let's get back to Black Friday, Daryl. You have a story about the worst places to go to Black Friday. Is it the most dangerous? The most violent?
Both.
Okay.
So the people over at Estately, which apparently is a real estate website where they give you, you know, like city profiles and state profiles, they decided they wanted to figure out where the best and the worst places were for Black Friday. So they crunched some numbers, and they say in order to determine just where the most dangerous place to participate in Black Friday was, we at Estately sought to determine where people are more likely to be participating in Black Friday sales and where people are most prone to violently attack each other. Our findings come from ranking each state 1 to 50 for these two data sets and then averaging the results. So they took Facebook users expressing interest in Black Friday to rank the enthusiasm for Black Friday sales. And then they also have crime reports that they got from the FBI, the frequency of aggravated assaults or attempts to cause serious bodily injury
on purpose. One day.
Yes.
Okay.
So enthusiasm for abandoning one's family to participate in premature shopping is not a universal interest in America. According to Facebook user data, fewer than 2% of users express any interest in Black Friday sales in California and Hawaii, while over 10% in West Virginia and Kentucky do so.
Oh, okay, interesting.
As for which states are the most violent, that varies widely as well. Tennessee had the highest rate of aggravated assaults at 453.2 incidents per 100,000 people.
Wait, which one was that?
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
And
then you had Kentucky and West Virginia as the highest interest in Black Friday sales. Now, Hawaii obviously is an expensive place to live.
Yes.
I would presume the average income there is higher than West Virginia and Kentucky. Do you think that that economic strata is a factor here?
It could be. It could also, you know, economics tends to affect a lot of things. So aggravated, aggravated behavior. People in lower income areas tend to get more aggressive, and there's more crime. And a lot of times, people will look at it and is it correlation, causation? Poor because there's a lot of crime, or is there a lot of crime because it's poor? So, you know, like,
I bet you could find poor
areas.
There's
certainly correlations, but you can't necessarily say that they're causation.
Yeah, I bet you can find poor areas where people are well behaved versus not so much.
Right. The state with the fewest incidents of aggravated assaults is Maine, with 66.9 per 100,000. So they crunched the numbers, the top 10 states, and this is in order of most dangerous shopping day on Black Friday. Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, Missouri, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Indiana, Kansas, and South Carolina.
Wow, almost exclusively the Southeast.
With the exception of Indiana, Kansas, Missouri, although it's arguable whether Missouri is part of the Southeast. It's just north of Arkansas.
Right.
And then as far as the best states, Rhode Island comes in at 40th, Colorado, New Hampshire, 42nd, Utah, Washington State, Connecticut, Vermont, Oregon, New Jersey, Hawaii, and Massachusetts.
Interesting. So the Northeast and the Northwest, relatively.
Yes.
Uneventful places.
And Colorado.
So there you go. The Bible Belt, you said, was the worst of the worst, right?
That's worst of the worst. And then somebody in the comments on this thing posts the image of how religious are each state.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana, all top 10. South Carolina, top 10. So
who would Jesus deck for a veggie steamer?
That's a good question. Does he live in a state with front and rear license plates or only rear? Because somebody posted that map as well, and the only state that was in the top 10 of what they say is the most violent places on Black Friday, only one of those states requires both front and rear license plates. That would be Missouri.
So, yeah.
That, again, correlation is not causation.
Right.
But these maps are really interesting to look at, and especially the data points that they show as far as assaults and then enthusiasm.
So this year, what's the worst of the worst? You know, I haven't really seen too many of the videos yet, and I'm sure it'll be probably before tomorrow. Maybe we'll see more of them by tomorrow, but you can join us here. If you saw something today, you experienced something with Black Friday, you're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In other news, there were protests at Walmart. So there were protests in the streets of Chicago with like 2,000 people, but other people were protesting at Walmart. We'll tell you about it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The protests out in Chicago in the streets were not the only protests going on in the country today. There were also protests apparently at Walmart. And we'll get into what those were about, plus, of course, the out-and-out brawls that happened earlier today. There's even one video of a Walmart employee fighting with a customer. Now, you don't see the start of the fight, so you don't know what the issue was, but
right.
There was a lot of hair pulling and grabbing going on in that particular video. So you can still go to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. I did post a link there to a few different videos of some of the fracas that went on earlier today, and maybe you know of a different one. You can post that as a reply, and then we'll see what the worst one is. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us on the air, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com. You can get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Pound fight for 15. That's the hashtag that apparently people are tweeting today. And
why did you say pound fight?
Pound, like the little pound symbol? Hashtag? I guess
yes.
Hashtag is...
It's hashtag now.
Okay, but it used to be called pound, right? Like on the phone?
Yes.
The number sign thing on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. So now it's called hashtag. Hashtag
yes.
Fight for 15. Pound is shorter. Why not go with pound? Just because it's confusing? Pound fight, I guess, doesn't really make much sense, right?
Yeah, it's like, what? I thought we were talking about Walmart workers. Now you're talking about, like, somebody setting up a dog fighting ring at the animal shelter.
Hashtag Walmart strikers. Hashtag fight for 15. Hashtag 15 full time. These are some of the tags that are on some of the signs outside of the Walmart, some Walmart somewhere. Reuters story here.
But before we continue, yep. Let me just say that I hope at some point in the near future, the whole fad of hashtag whatever goes away, because hashtags are stupid.
Yeah, I never really have really been on board with it myself.
It's like a social media thing
to
where you can search for stuff that people are tagging.
Right. Like, I get it. It's been a while. It took me a while to kind of get clued into Twitter and what was going on with Twitter. I like Twitter more now than I did previously because I've just hated Facebook more over the years.
I don't hate Twitter, but I find Twitter to be mostly useless for anything other than sharing links.
Yeah, and there is some use to Twitter as far as, like, you can maybe get the attention of someone who otherwise you wouldn't be able to, so like a Penn Jillette or something that
right.
Certain people actually are using their own Twitter and they're not having, like, some assistant do it for them.
Right.
And so that is a way, it's sort of a new way of getting past a gatekeeper, so there's some value to it there.
And I realize that I sound completely hypocritical here because I will use Twitter when I'm covering court trials.
That's true, and it's useful for
like
that.
Like the Robin Hoods, right, it's useful, but it's only one way. Like, you know, you can't have conversations, or at least you can't have intelligent conversations
on 140
Twitter.
Characters, that's for sure.
There are very few things that I want to say that I can say in under 140 characters, so it makes it difficult when I'm reporting stuff in court to where, okay, how do I put this sentence into something, one, that's semi-intelligent, and two, that's less than 140 characters.
Yeah, I mean, you can argue that simple is better, and I am a big fan of that. I do like simplicity. But on the other side, if it gets too simple, then it becomes confusing, and you don't want,
right,
you don't
and
want
then
that to happen.
People wind up using acronyms and abbreviations for everything, so there's, you know, like ICMBGTF.
Right. And then just throw a hashtag in front of it.
Hashtag awesome. And it's like, I have no clue what you're trying
right.
to say here.
Yeah.
And so then I have to go to Urban Dictionary to try to figure out what is trying to be said, and that's never good.
So that's one of the things about this protest here, that the photo is, it's a Reuters photo being used on a RT story, RT.com. You got a lady holding a sign that says hashtag Walmart strikers, hashtag fight for 15. And just on its own, that sign is kind of useless, right? Like, it doesn't really, holding a sign with a hashtag and then some words run together on it is, like, on the scale of signage, not particularly effective. If you want to make
right.
a sign, you want to make it simple, and that's simple, I'll give you that, but it also doesn't really have a message. It's just like, oh, if you know social media, then if you go and you go to hashtag or search for hashtag Walmart strikers, then maybe you'll find some stuff related to this particular protest. Maybe.
Yes.
So, you know, it doesn't really drive someone anywhere with a real sculpted message. Like, if we were going to go out and do an event and you know, let's say it was jury nullification, we'd have signs that said NHJury.com on
right.
it to drive people to the site with the information that, well, anyway, that's critique from a protester aspect. But
I think I have used hashtags on signs a couple of times, but generally it's at the bottom of the sign
yeah.
below a message.
Right. Or, you know, I could see it on a sign, every, like if you had 10 signs, maybe one or two of them could have a hashtag right on them or something like that. Anyway, on the most notorious retail shopping day of the year, Black Friday, Walmart workers and allied groups have been calling on the retail giant to raise pay to $15 an hour and offer more full-time work to millions of its employees. For the fourth year running, thousands of Walmart employees and others are attending demonstrations at more than a dozen Walmart stores across the nation, including in New York City, L.A., Oakland, and Detroit. Prior to Black Friday, the beginning of the Christmas shopping season in the U.S., more than 1,000 people, including hundreds of Walmart workers, fasted for more than 2 weeks. Now, I got to say, that is a
What kind of fast are they doing?
That's an excellent question. I highly doubt.
Because, you know, some people will say, I'm fasting from, and then name like one or two items. So there's, you know, a limited fast, and then there's a all out, I'm fasting from everything but water.
Yeah, there's no details here. I clicked on the
everything but water fast. You don't really want to do for more than 24 hours if you're doing a fast.
That's, yeah, it's kind of a dangerous thing.
Yes.
I'm looking here at theadvocate.com, which is the link that RT linked to cite the fasting claim. And it's just, there's no details on what they mean by the fast, at least not on that particular story.
I'm fasting from eating meals at work.
The demonstrations were led by the organization United for Respect Hour at Walmart, an organization made up of employees at Walmart, the second largest retailer in the world. Dozens of, who's number one?
Probably Amazon now.
Really? I mean, Amazon's just all robots.
Yeah, but
I guess largest as far as revenue. I guess largest as far as revenue. I bet if it was like employees, Walmart would be number one.
Yeah, I'll check that real quick.
Yeah, now that would make more sense. Dozens of allied groups, including the United Food and Commercial Workers, UFCW, are joining our Walmart in their appeal for higher wages and less erratic work schedules. We, the hourly associates, are the lifeblood of Walmart, our Walmart said. Quote, our company is stronger because of the values we embrace, a strong work ethic, compassion for one another, and honesty, yet we are not treated with the respect we deserve. The fundamental desire to be shown respect is what led us to join together as our Walmart. The group is calling for Walmart to boost salaries to $15 an hour for full-time employees known as associates, more full-time opportunities to workers, more predictable and dependable schedules, an expansion of employee health care coverage, and more. We'll tell you more of their demands here in moments, and you can share how you feel about the Walmart protests. Maybe you were involved in it or you witnessed one of them today. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com with coupon code FTL10.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here. It's the live Black Friday edition of the show with you in the studio. You've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online. Please go to freetalklive.com. Check out the Free Talk Live AMP program. You can support the show for $5 a month. And it's a great way to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, bring our satellite signal to new countries, and bring new internet listeners on board to expand and expose more people to the ideas of liberty than ever before. You can do it for $5 a month with any major credit card or PayPal, and now, finally, Bitcoin. So you can pay $5 worth a month, $5 worth of Bitcoin per month in Bitcoin. You can do it monthly. You can also do a prepaid one-time kind of, you know, I want to buy a year's worth of AMP with Bitcoin. You can now do that. You never could do that before this week. It's I'm excited. I'm really glad it's finally here. People have been asking for it. And one of the coolest aspects of this is I made sure that we wiped out the billing info section for people that want to apply with Bitcoin. For people that want to buy or to amp up the show at amp.freetalklive.com, there's no billing info you have to fill out. Normally when you spend a credit card online, right, you got to give them name and address and, you know, everything else that you need to give them to make sure the credit card transaction goes through. Bitcoin doesn't require any of that stuff, so we just basically axed that part of the process. It's actually an easier sign-up when you use Bitcoin, which is pretty cool. And you don't have to ask any of the bank's permission.
Yes.
You don't have to ask any credit card company's permission. There's no one else who controls a Bitcoin transaction besides you. So it's finally here. Bitcoin amping. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll be one of the first Bitcoin ampers behind Free Talk Live to help us spread the ideas of liberty. And now you can do it without even identifying yourself if you choose, which is cool.
And you're not doing the Cards Against Humanity sort of thing. I don't know if you saw that deal where Cards Against Humanity, you're familiar with the
card
game.
Yeah, it's a good game. Card game.
Well, they were running a Black Friday special where they were selling people nothing for $5.
Okay. I don't get it.
Give us $5, you get nothing.
And did people actually do that?
I don't know if anybody did that, but I saw headlines that Cards Against Humanity was selling nothing.
That's pretty good that they got headlines out of it.
Yes.
So that's worth it right there.
So if you amp Free Talk Live, you get something.
You do, and thanks for reminding me. You do get access to the amp-only call-in lines. There's an amp-only podcast. There's also the amp-only Facebook group, which is usually really like active. There's a lot of stuff going on in there. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Walmart protests happening again. You know, it's like it's the
every
same
couple of months,
every year. Well, I mean, on Black Friday, it's the same stories over the last several years. Every single year, these people come out. Some of these Walmart protests are very, very small. There was a picture from Tampa, and there were four people outside of one of the Tampa Walmart. That's a big city. I mean, Tampa's a big place.
Yeah.
So. You know, they only got four people to come out. And that's
right,
because
but that's only one of the Walmarts in Tampa. I'm sure that Tampa's got more than one Walmart.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how many there were elsewhere, but it ranges from small to probably not really that large,
right.
Ultimately, because most of the people at Walmart are at work. You know, they're out there, they're doing the retail job of handling Black Friday sales. You need everybody on the floor on Black Friday. I used to work in retail myself. I worked at the big Kmart back in the day in Florida. I think I got paid, you know, $7-$8 an hour or something like that back then. And now you got folks saying they want to get $15 an hour from Walmart. And I know that Walmart does pay above generally the minimum wage to start. So it's not even a minimum wage job, but they're saying it's not enough. They want to have this so-called living wage. And I understand where people are coming from. Who doesn't want to have more money at the end of the week to take home? I get that. But the thing that these folks don't know, and it's, you know, basic economics here, if you raise the minimum wage, then, and that may not be what they're calling for. I think they're just calling for Walmart to raise their wages. But I'm sure they would like to see it forced on them by a minimum wage if they could get that. If you raise the minimum wage, then you're not actually helping people. You're in point of fact hurting the people you intend to help. All the studies that I've seen show that that raising the minimum wage actually results in people that receive the minimum wage losing their jobs in some cases.
Yes. And then sometimes people that are making between whatever the minimum wage was and whatever the minimum wage now is going to be,
they get caught up,
wind up getting caught up in it too,
and that also means the people who have, let's say the minimum wage is whatever it is right now, $7-something, $7.50 or whatever it is.
I think it's $7.25, although a few cities they've
raised it even more.
Seattle is rolling up into a $15 minimum wage. New York State implemented something recently to apply only to fast food to it $15 for fast food workers, but not any other people of any other food service, just fast food. But legal experts expect that will wind up being challenged and possibly overturned because of the scope.
Because it's discriminating, you mean?
Right. They're saying it only applies to one small segment. It should either apply to everybody or nobody.
So the minimum wage, it's not going to help people. You raise the minimum wage, you get certain results out of it every single time. And one of the real insulting things is let's say it goes to 15. Let's say it goes from 7 whatever to $15 an hour. Well, right now in some places there are people making $15 an hour who've worked very, very hard to get up to $15 an hour.
Yes.
And then if all of a sudden all the newbies in the business, all the kids or whoever it is that's low skill that's just come into that particular business, they get bumped up to 15, they're probably not going to bump the guy who's making 15 up to 30 at the same time, right? Like, they're not going to do that. So that person is then insulted that, hey, I've been here a decade, and I've worked my butt off, and I've been making $15 an hour because I've been here forever and, you know, have added value to this company. And now this new kid who just walked in the door 5 weeks ago, he just got a bump up to $15 an hour because of this minimum wage increase. That's going to upset them. That's bad for morale.
Yes.
So you've got that factor, but also the economics of, look, if you're a mom-and-pop business and you're just barely making ends meet, as many businesses, you know, they're not rolling in dough. They're getting the payroll paid and then maybe getting the bills paid at the end of the month. If that's the situation you're in, then all of a sudden your payroll goes up because of government mandate, what are you going to do about it? You're not going to want to go out of business, so you might have to cut staff. That's where some of the firings can come into play. That's one of the ways somebody could get fired.
Or cut hours.
Right. And that's the other thing they want. They want both $15 an hour at Walmart, and they want more full-time positions. But Walmart, as I understand it, like a lot of businesses of its size, are cutting full-time positions because full-time positions means more benefits that are mandated by the government, like you know, Obamacare and whatever else that they have to throw into these full-time positions. So they know that if they keep people below 30 hours or whatever the arbitrary number is, that you know, then those employees won't qualify into those mandates, and so therefore they do everything they can to avoid that. And so you're not likely going to get one or the other. I mean, you're not going to get both, likely, if you get one or the other. You're going to get the increase in the wage, or you're going to get an increase in hours.
I don't know if there's anything that could be done in the current paradigm of, you know, existence to where a government could mandate that no employee be part-time. Governments can mandate wages,
mm-hmm.
but... my understanding, unless there's like a major overhaul of, you know, employment contract law,
yeah.
you can't mandate that somebody not have a part-time employee.
I hope you're right about that. Sounds believable. If you want to share your thoughts with us, 855-450-FREE. The group is calling to Walmart. It's a group called Our Walmart. It stands for Organization United for Respect. It is an organization made up of employees of Walmart, and they are calling for a boost in salaries to $15 an hour for full-time employees, more predictable and dependable schedules, more full-time opportunities for workers, an expansion of employee health care coverage, a less hostile environment when employees speak out about issues at work.
I'm curious about this more predictable schedule thing, because most employees that are working for a retailer...
Mm-hmm.
After they've been there for, oh, I don't know, maybe 6 months, they're on a set schedule.
That's my experience. And, yeah, if you've been there for a while and you're a reliable person, then all you have to do to get a reliable schedule is ask for it, usually.
Well, and most of the time, the managers, they're going to want to have a reliable thing to where... I know every Tuesday I've got these people coming in for an evening shift. Every Wednesday I've got this. If something happens, yeah, I can understand, you know, needing one or two people to float. Hey, I might need you to work
That's
a couple
what the part-timers are for.
Day shifts this week and a couple night shifts next week. But it's not, you know, oh, you're working a day shift today and then you're coming in overnight and then tomorrow you're working afternoon, so you're doing all three shifts within a matter of 36 hours.
Let's cover some of the more of these demands here by these Walmart employees. And is it even realistic to expect any of this? And is this the best way to achieve what they want? You know, maybe there's another option for them. And you're welcome to share your thoughts here on the Walmart controversy. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3's coming up.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel.
The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.